Hello, everyone.
Hey, everyone.
This is Annie.
And this is Gail.
And this is Heroes.
And Zeros.
A true crime podcast.
Yeah. I love it. Annie, so excited to be here. Here it is.
Me too.
Coming into the summer. And I'm looking forward to, I know I told us on the last episode, I got my paddle board. I haven't yet used it.
Well, you don't want to use it yet anyway and fall in the water. The water temp is like 60 degrees.
It's pretty cold. So,
but your hair looks great.
Oh, thank you. You know what it is? It's this, so I have somewhat curly slash wavy slash not in the front, just in the back. You know, many women, you know,
if we have really, like that.
If we have straight hair, they want it curly. If we have curly hair, we want it straight. Yeah. You know, all that.
Yeah.
I luckily do feel I have this big, and I have a lot of hair, a thick, massive amount of hair.
Me too. We have similar hair, I think.
And I feel so lucky that I can do so many things with it. I can wear it curly, I can wear it straight, I can wear it up, down, everything.
Yes.
But, you know, in Iowa, it's so humid. And when it gets humid, it just gets bigger and bigger. It's kind of almost like it's funny. It grows. It's hard to get that curl pattern out. And I'm just not a big fan of it curly. And so anyway, I decided to finally go get my very first keratin treatment. And which they did
to my sister.
Yeah, and so you get your keratin treatment and get your blowout, and and so it automatically makes your hair look longer. And I bet that's what you're seeing when you said, yeah,
because I thought your hair looked different. Like I couldn't tell what it was. I mean, it's down and it's straighter, but it still just looks so pretty. I'm like,
shiny.
I didn't know if you got it cut or it just looks different because it's grown or it's longer.
It's moist.
It's moist.
For those that hate that word, I'm
sorry.
There
are a lot of people that do hate that word.
But at the end of the day, women want
moisture
hair
rich.
That looks moist. That's a great way to say
moisture
it.
Moisture rich.
Abby, that's for you. Instead
Taylor,
of saying moist, I'm going to start saying
moisture rich. Yay, see, Taylor, it's okay.
Yeah. Oh, Taylor hates the word too?
Yes.
All right.
She'll start to gag.
I love it. Well, enough about my moisture-rich, gorgeous-looking hair.
Because it is.
We do have a little episode today, and I've been thinking a lot about this one.
Yeah.
Well, as you know, we've had a couple of episodes already, and I have some upcoming ones that happen to be crime that happens when people are on vacation.
Right.
When we think about, episode 10, when I did the interview with,
Alex.
With Alex from Michigan, who got kidnapped in Thailand.
Gosh.
And so, you know, right there.
Think of you all the time, Alex.
We really do. And then, so we have the Alex, but we also talked about the Corky sisters who were on vacation and just east of Africa in the Seychelles Islands, right? And then I know I have a couple other stories that are vacation related, and it seems just, you know, really interesting to find so much crime. And and we all know though that's a small percentage of all the travel that's going on in vacation. And so I want to remind you that when we're talking about vacation crime or anything like that, that again, it's a very small percentage, but I also think it goes back to being prepared.
Exactly.
And
that's
so
what I was thinking.
So today on episode 16, sweet 16, we are doing vacation crime prevention.
So how not to get murdered while on vacation?
Yes, darling.
Okay.
And I'm also going to share the top 25 travel tips.
Awesome.
All right, you ready?
See, we don't let each other know what we're going to talk about.
Yes.
So it really is a surprise because I had no idea.
Yeah, so sometimes when you hear this pause, we're looking at each other like, didn't you know that?
Wait,
I didn't know
I'm
that.
Thinking.
What are you trying to say? And that's what we're doing. So Sweet 16 episode is all about vacation crime prevention, and I'm going to give you some top 25 travel tips. And so I thought about those stories we've had recently, and then also the fact is summer is coming,
right?
And many times people go on vacation, and I know we have listeners from all over the world, and we're so happy that we do. And so many of our listeners are still in some type of quarantine lockdown.
Right.
But in the U.S., it seems to have opened up a lot. And so with that, and not being able to travel last year, people are really anxious to get out, right? And so sometimes that, you know, being on vacation, though, you just need to be careful of what's happening. So when I thought about that, that summer's coming, we've done some stories with that. I really wanted to help our listeners stay safe.
Be aware of your surroundings.
Be safe.
Let's have you
Exactly. Okay. And, you know, here's the other thing. We often don't think of it on vacation. We're so excited and we just
want to relax.
We're planning, we're excited, all of that. And the only time we maybe think of it is, oh, we're going to go for a walk down the beach. Let's get all our gatherings, our stuff, put it in our pocket so nobody takes it off our beach chair. Nobody's going to anywhere. That's probably one of the safest places if you're at a resort to leave everything. However, again, we're so excited, we're not really always thinking. So, you know, these are just designed really to help you enjoy a safe vacation and make sure that you return safe also, right?
Yeah, please.
Now, for many of you, these are going to be some common sense things that you've thought of before. But if you haven't, you know what? I always say, whenever you're listening to us, we hope that you're keeping, okay, if you're in a car, don't do this. Otherwise, we hope that you're keeping a little notepad or, you know, a your phone to sometimes write some notes that maybe just you'd forgotten about and you want to remember the next time.
And you can get the little notebook app on your phone.
Exactly.
So you can then voice text.
Yep, perfect.
So you can even do it while you're, you know, walking because you can just talk into it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you hear something and you think, uh-oh, I've never done that, I want to start doing that, then, you know, write it down. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you that anybody that's ever worked for me or worked with me, they will tell you that one of the biggest things I always talk about is writing it down. You may never look at it again, but you'll always remember it.
Because you wrote it down.
Just the simplicity of writing it down.
Yeah, so, very true.
Absolutely. It's with your goals, too, but that's a whole nother podcast of how you do that. Okay, so let's start, though, before you even leave on vacation.
Okay.
All right? And so prior to leaving on vacation, you really want to make sure that you're securing your residence, right?
Okay, yep. That's
absolutely
true.
So do your locks on your doors and windows function properly? Are they locked?
And are they locked? Yeah. A lot of people don't check their windows.
No, their doors, yes, but not their windows. Let's see. How about making sure your residence looks lived in? Meaning, you know, keep a couple lights on. Mm-hmm. And even better if you have lights on timers.
On timers, yes.
Leave the shades and blinds on the doors in a position you'd normally have them. So if you always have them drawn, keep them drawn. If you always have them closed, keep them closed, right? So always do that. And ask several neighbors to really keep an eye on your residence while you're away.
Maybe pick up your newspapers so they don't gather in your front of your door.
Perfect, perfect.
To let people know.
And then make sure you leave your vacation schedule, address, you know, your phone number of where you're going to go with those neighbors in case they have an emergency, right?
Absolutely.
I also, this is one that I never really think about and I need to. And my son, I'm so sorry, firefighter Jake, make sure your smoke and burglar alarms are functioning properly and armed. I know our alarms are, but I never think about the smoke
detectors. Yeah.
So that's a good one.
Good idea.
Arrange for a neighbor to pick up your deliveries. Well, you just said that, Annie. I don't even need to say that.
Like newspapers, but
absolutely.
Also,
mail,
we have so many online deliveries these days.
Oh, I know, right?
From
and
like
if you
Amazon.
Just let them stack up, you never know what could happen there. How about placing your garbage cans out? Have your neighbor take your garbage out for normal curb. Again, you might be thinking, wow, Gail, this seems so much. But you won't think it's much if you get victimized.
Right. And so a simple act of your neighbor taking out the garbage cans, someone drives by, sees them, oh, they must be home, and then drives by again later, they're back where they're supposed to be.
Another great example is pretend that, you know, at night, have you ever noticed you drive by somebody's house and you can tell their TV's on because there's kind of a more than just a single light. It's a flashing. So imagine that every night I drive by and it's always kind of that flashing light, meaning I can tell you're watching TV.
Right.
But all of a sudden for a week, it's just a solid light and and it means the TV isn't on.
Yeah.
It's kinda, so leave your TV on or again, get the timers for a TV.
Right.
So people are thinking you're in the same habit.
I love the smart home stuff. Which I really don't have much of right now.
Yes.
But I'm interested in that.
Absolutely. Let's see. always, oh, another one I saw that, again, maybe if you live in a higher crime neighborhood, but ask your neighborhood to park in your driveway or you're gone. So it appears as if someone's home, you know?
Yeah.
So, or if you do leave your car at home and you don't have it in a garage, or you do have it in a garage, park it where you normally do. Don't be weird.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you have valuables that you can't live without, then you might want to think about a safety deposit box or one heck of a large safe that nobody can move, right?
Can just pick up and carry out,
They even say that some people say that you can advise the police that you're on vacation. And I know people do that. I'm not sure, you know.
I would feel weird doing that.
Right. Hey, babe, I'm on vacation.
But maybe if I was a multi-million dollar whatever person.
Right? Exactly. Oh, here's another one I thought of. Social media, you know, don't announce or post things online that you're on vacation unless you have someone at your house, a dog sitter or whatever, and they're there, right? Even then, you might want to be careful.
Yeah.
All right. So that's how really you want to think about before I leave, what do I need to do? So those are some things you need to do. Now let's think about while I'm traveling and I'm on the road or I'm on the air and I'm on, you know, I'm doing the traveling.
Okay.
What are some tips there? Well, first of all, try not to carry large amounts of cash. You know, I know it sounds old fashioned. I wouldn't use traveler's checks, but, and if you do need to, I often have to carry large sums of money because at the end of the day, you're going on vacation and you want to take money. And I don't like to have to worry about where am I going to get cash or running out of cash. Mm-hmm. So with that, whatever you do, just don't show it off. Maybe separate it out, right? Don't carry more credit cards than you need. So I never carry my normal purse. Meaning even if I carry the purse, I take everything out. And I only take the two credit cards
that
I might need and my ID.
Well, that's what I was wondering, Gail. Do you think they would recommend you, if you, let's say you have to take a bunch of cash or you do have multiple credit cards that you want to use, maybe not have it all in one place?
Well, I do when I'm first traveling. So if I'm on the road or I'm on and by the way, if you're saying, well, why does it matter what Gail thinks? I have traveled quite a bit in my life. And I will say that when I'm on the road or on the plane or on the traveling part, that money is in one place with me at all time. Some people will say, well, put some of it in your sock or some of it here. Mm-hmm. I just have it very secure on me. But once I get to a location, majority of my cash goes in the safety deposit box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right away.
Because you'd hate for someone just to grab one bag and now they have everything.
Right. Well, here's the deal. And again, women, men, whatever, I carry all that cash and all those credit cards in my purse that is always on my shoulder or around, you know, like a crossbody,
like
or even just my briefcase. And again, somebody could carry that, but that thing is like on my arm at all time, that big purse slash briefcase. And here's something though that I do, and I have at home. So when you take whatever credit cards you're going to take, I recommend that you, either at your office or if you have one at home, or, hey, how about, let's get into this century, Gail, and just use your phone. So I want you to take your credit cards, and let's say you're going to take a Discover, an American Express, and maybe your Visa debit.
Okay.
So lay them all three out, take a picture of the front, and then flip them all over and take a picture of the back. And then I want you to not only, you know, have that in your phone, but I want you to send that to someone who's not going on the trip with you, whether that's a family member or just print it out and keep it at home so somebody else can
prove that it's yours or whatever.
So you can call those numbers.
Right.
So if you lost it, you know, it's really easy when somebody goes, oh, make sure you let people know you lost your credit cards. Well, who do I call? They took my credit card. The number to call is on the credit card.
And you can also photograph your driver's license.
Yeah, all
and
of
your
that.
Passport.
All of that.
Birth certificate, any of that stuff.
And by the way, I do recommend, I always put then a copy of my passport in my luggage. So I have one copy in my luggage, and then I carry my passport with me. Mm-hmm. And then I also have it in the safe. Again, something should happen, you have a copy of that. And again, take a picture, send it to somebody you know.
Well, I was told that you could use the photo of your passport if you need to at an airport.
I would not count on that, kids.
I know. Someone at the airport told my friend that she could.
Yeah, well, that's a...
I don't know.
Unfortunately, remember...
TSA or...
Don't ever accept an answer for somebody who can't give you the final answer. And the, you know, because
you mean the top dog.
Right. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, that might not be true. Never advertise your plans to strangers. So, for example, you know, a lot of times, you know, you sit and you're like, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to Houston to see my sister. Or, you know, you're in the travel law, you know, restroom looking at the map and like, hey, where are you going? Oh, we're going on a little road trip to Wally World. Where are you going? You know, it's just not good to advertise those things. Don't stop for hitchhikers or stranded motorists. And it's so hard because I, too, sometimes see somebody and I'm like, oh, I want to offer a ride. And then I remind myself it's very easy nowadays to help by simply calling 911,
right,
or calling emergency assistance. You often see those signs on the road.
Yeah. And it's not the 70s anymore, people.
Right. And just say, hey, I just saw a woman in a green, you know, Corvette broke down, you know, on Interstate 80 going north, you know, whatever that is. And by the way, I'm aware Interstate 80 goes east and west. Okay. How about, if somebody's following you, you know, they always say just drive to a populated area or call 911, right?
Okay.
Don't leave any kind of tickets, like your airline ticket, your train ticket, your whatever ticket you might have in open view, right? Because they can be valuable. People could take that picture and then make it look like a boarding pass and then board before you, and you know, I don't even know how that would really happen, but it could.
But be cautious that way.
Men, your advice to really carry your wallet in the inside pocket or in the front pocket of your pants. And of course, women, you want to carry your purses under your arm, or like I said, I love a cross bag, you know.
Yeah, me too.
And then make sure your luggage is easily identifiable. So you've made sure that your name is on everything. By the way, in my luggage, I also put either a business card of mine or I put a piece of paper with my name and address. Mm-hmm, so again, if that gets wrapped out, you've got that inside and you can get your luggage back.
Good idea.
They also say take pictures of your bags so that if it's lost, you can easily show the airline attendant. You know, they often say, is it, what kind of bag is it? What color is it? What
sometimes they all look alike.
Right. And so you can take a look at that.
Good idea.
And then make sure, especially if you're traveling overseas, like when we went to Thailand, we made sure our luggage was locked and labeled. Because again, you just want to, now what they are is they're TSA locked enabled. So TSAs have keys that they can unlock it with, but other people can't. Which really, let's get honest, anybody probably could buy a TSA key and unlock it. But.
Okay. I don't travel enough to know all this stuff. Fascinating.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Hey, now, when I speak of on the road and I talk about traveling in the plane and all of that, I want to also talk about the car because there's a plenty of times I've had to do travel on the road too. And so, remind you of these little things, and this is even, you know, especially for the ladies out there, but everyone, you know, when you're out and about, these are simple things that when you're in the car, lock your vehicle right away when entering it. Before you enter it, though, make sure you look in the back seat.
Yes.
Then also get in and
under the car.
Right, and under it. Make sure you park in well-lit areas and you know, get your valuables out of sight. Like, don't just leave a bunch of shopping bags on the front seat and then go into your next store. And especially the biggest thing you can do, like, when you're out and about, and I say this when you're traveling again, right, is advertising that you're like a tourist, right? Like, try to drive like you keep up with the speed of the city.
That's a good point.
That you are, you know, try to plan out your route so you're not on the road going 20 while it's rush hour traffic and everyone else is going 80. Right? So those also give you pretty red flags that look at this family of five cruising down at 20 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Probably you're just going to get flipped off a lot, but you never know.
Well, I always think of the Law and Order TV show.
Yeah.
And where they see the little old couple with their straw hats and their Hawaiian shirts and their cameras that they're stopping everywhere taking pictures. They just scream tourists.
Right, right.
So
absolutely. Absolutely. Now, another thing, though, is, okay, whether you fly or you drive, take a train, whatever, travel, now once you get somewhere, I want to talk about the security at like your hotel or your place where you're staying. And so one of the things I always say is make sure you take all your, if you're driving, take all your luggage to your room. Don't leave some stuff in your car. That's just asking for it. So get everything into your room.
Oh, that shows people if they happen to see it that.
Well, and they're just, you know, they know you're in a hotel room and you're asleep. Traveling. And so here's half your stuff you didn't take in the hotel room because you only took one bag out of the 12 you brought.
Yeah.
Let me steal your other 12.
Yeah.
So just don't leave anything there. Don't leave valuables in your room when you're not there. Take them with you. And if you leave them in, throw them in the safe. A laptop, a passport, your credit cards, your cash. Get it in there. Yeah. I even throw my costume jewelry in the safe because I don't want anybody to take it. Any valuables, anything like that in that motel safe. Make sure that you are using that door viewer, you know, that, you know, you don't just swing open your door. And don't let anybody in. If, you know, I've had people knock and say, you know, usually it's like a housekeeping or they're bringing me like a platter of fruit or something. And, you know, I'm really like looking, is there fruit there? and making sure that they have that right now. So before you just swing open the door and they say room service, make sure there's somebody out there with your room service order, right?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Or if you ever go to a Secrets resort, you've heard of Secrets, right?
Yep.
Resorts.
Yep.
Secrets have this, Secrets, this is your free advertising. We'll have to hashtag Secrets.
Yeah.
So Secrets has this little cubby that, and door, that's in your room, and you open it up, and there's a little cubby. But there's a door on the other side. So what that means is that you can order all the desserts you want. Let's say it's an all-exclusive, right?
Okay, yes.
It comes in the little cubby.
Without you ever having to open your door.
Bingo.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Love it.
Someone I worked with, Kristen, she used to call it my no-judgment box. Just put that food in the no judgment box. Because, you know, I ordered cheese balls, cheese sticks, and chicken wings and three desserts. I don't want to see your face.
I like that. No judgment
box. So there you go. And then another thing is unpack your luggage and arrange things so you'd notice if anything is missing, right?
Right.
That type of thing. And at the end of the day, you want to be just having fun on your vacation. However, it should be relaxing, but you just need to be smart, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, another one I think about when I think on vacation is I think about the fact of Airbnbs, right?
Uh-huh.
And that, you know, I want to talk about some safety things about that I think is important. So whether you're renting an Airbnb or a VRBO, you know, you want to make sure that you're taking looking into going to those exact websites that are reputable websites, really looking at the houses and then really searching the reviews and the stars and really seeing the host profile. They often call them super hosts if they're, you know, got a lot of great stars.
Right.
Make sure you look at the listings really carefully. If it sounds too good to be true, probably is. Space special attention to any of the amenities, house rules, cancellations. I'm a big fan of reading ratings and reviews because you can tell, I love the cleanliness. I love that. Speaking of house rules, guys, you got to pay attention to house rules. If you've told your host there's only going to be 5 people staying there and you end up having a birthday party where 30 people come, that's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, because she's liable and you're liable. But, well, I really don't know. I'm not an attorney. I just pretend one. Just yesterday, I saw in the news where someone rented a Airbnb. 5 people were to be there, and there was a birthday party held there because it was local people rented it, right, to have a birthday party there.
Okay,
and an adult birthday party, and
the host didn't know it.
And it was out on the California coast, and there was approximately 20. I say there's 20, 25 people out on the deck. A deck that's a residential deck, not meant for 2020, and it fell. 2 people were critically injured. Nobody died. But again, that, you know, you got to think that when somebody says you can only have 5 people at your house, there's a reason. It's because your toilet can't handle 25. It's because you can't have a deck that's going to support 25 people standing on it. So think about those amenities and the rules. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. By the way, when you go through any of those ratings and things, you know, make sure it's based on having someone stayed there, right? Like, hey, I stay there on this, this, right? And then make sure you also look at, like, safety features. This is something I don't think about. I'm going to have to write this one down.
Okay.
Do they have, you know, obviously they usually have a fire extinguisher, but where's the carbon monoxide? And the reason I say that.
The carbon monoxide detector.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I just did a, looked at doing a story of a family that was killed in Mexico in, from the Midwest. And I almost covered the story before really everything's telling me the family died from carbon monoxide poisoning.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
Terrifying.
At their Airbnb in Mexico.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, you really want to think about that. They've often recommend you bring those too, right? So,
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So check. You might want to purchase one and just bring it with you when traveling. It's you can get a portable carbon monoxide detector. It's pretty easy.
Wow.
And then don't forget, when you're booking, you want to message right through that site, whether it's Airbnb or VRBO or there's other great ones too.
Mm-hmm.
But by messaging through the site, it's safe and it's secure. You can ask your host questions. You know, last time I stayed in Airbnb, all I kept asking him is, you'll be sure to have dry wood there, right? So I can start a fire. I must have asked three times. He's like, yes, and I'll have fire starters too, right? But, you know, you can coordinate check-ins, ask questions, all of that. Mm-hmm. But the reason you want to communicate there and pay there is that, again, your personal information now is protected. How you pay is protected. Your host isn't really seeing that, right?
Yeah.
By the way, you should never be asked to wire money or provide a credit card information or pay a host directly. And if you do, you need to report that immediately. Guys, I need to tell you something. I took a big risk a year ago and found her on Airbnb. And then she said, you know, I'll give you 10% off. You just want to direct through me. And I did it. And thank God I wasn't screwed. But afterwards, I was like, Gail, you just wired like $2,000 to this lady, the first half of this stupid money you're going to pay her. Because it was a big house, a whole bunch of us were going in on it.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
it's not recommended to do it that way.
Don't be stupid, okay? Don't be as stupid. Don't pull a Gale. So be sure you pay directly through there, right? And then once you get there, once you arrive at that house, you know, do a check through. Are all the windows secure, the locks? You know, when we got to the recent house my girlfriends and I stayed at, one of them goes, the deadbolt's about to fall off the entire door. And we felt pretty safe because he was like, I'll come right over. The host was great. I'll come right over and fix it. But, you know. So
just stuff like that.
But you got to check that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Even asking where is where is the fire extinguisher? Mm-hmm. Where is the first aid kit? You know, things like that. Your host can tell you all
ideas.
That. And then, of course, make sure you always research your destination ahead of time. Whether you're traveling at a hotel, motel, you're traveling on a train, a cruise ship, or an Airbnb, you'll want to make sure that you research your destination and check with your local embassy in case there's any travel warnings or special requirements. For example, travelers from the United States should always check in with the State Department for visa information. And that's where you're also going to find travel warnings that they don't recommend you travel to X, Y, and Z. You can even register with the embassy in that location where you're going.
Hmm.
Now, I think this is important. The reason I tell you this is that when we traveled to Thailand, we looked up the State Department's travel warnings, rules, information. That's where we found out that their king had just recently passed.
Right.
And during that passing, the mourning people of all of Thailand had to wear black. And that so did the 30 days following his death, tourists. And so those are things you need to look up and find out. Now, guess what? They had thousands of T-shirts to sell for anybody who didn't bring black. But now when we got there, it was past the 30 days. But they still asked you to respect the country by wearing more muted colors, not bright and things like that. And so it was interesting. But they'll also share those types of things of what are the warnings, not just warnings like, hey, there's...
But how to be polite in someone else's country.
Or whatever. Right,
or
exactly.
Safety facts.
And of course, once you get to wherever you're traveling to, take a look around. Make sure you feel comfortable. Make sure you... Is it the way you expected? Take some pictures of the place right when you get there so you have some proof before the vacation starts that, no, And right away, send mm-hmm. that picture of that lock. We didn't break this lock. We right. wanted you to know yeah. this right away.
Kind of like you do when broke. You have a rental car.
Yeah, exactly. And then again, you know, if you have kids, be really mindful, you know, of what are the safety hazards, sharp objects, glass, mm-hmm. you know, anything like that, right? And so that's kind of some thoughts to think about while you're traveling and some prevention tips. Now, you also have tips if you're going to rent your home. But you know what? I'm not even going to get into that because that's massive. If you're going to rent out your place for people to say, you really need to look online. And all I can say is you really need to think about it. Yeah. Because even the most sophisticated, older, I don't even want to say older, experienced people can decide to throw up all over your Airbnb.
Throw up.
It wasn't literally. Me. It wasn't me. And literally all over. So remember that that can happen. And you yeah. just don't think. You think, oh, they're great people. Look at that's just a nice, sweet people. You don't mm-hmm. know what's going to happen in that house.
Yeah, so. Still strangers.
Yeah, think really hard on that. So those are, you know, some of our vacation crime tips. And, awesome. You know, I'm wondering, do we move right into the top 25 or do you want to split this up?
You haven't even mentioned the top 25?
No, these are just some vacation crime trips. I'm now going to go into the top 25 things you need to really watch out for their top 25 travel tips. So, again, it's all about safety and what you need to do.
Right.
But those were some vacation crime tips. So, you know what? Let's do the next episode on this. It's been a great episode.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you've got some vacation crime prevention tips.
Exactly.
And then, you know what? We're going to split this up. Don't you love how we make these decisions on the fly?
On a snap.
Well, not always. We do run sometimes. This side of business, and then sometimes we don't. And so I think because I know how many pages it is, and mm-hmm. there's so much good stuff, I do not yeah. want to cut it short or make anybody impatient. We're going to save this one. So
okay, perfect.
The well, top 25 travel tips to keep mm-hmm. you safe will come up soon.
How not to get murdered on vacation.
Exactly.
Hey, and if anybody has any ideas maybe of their own that they haven't heard that they've been told, hey, let's send them on in.
I would love that. We would love that. Come on in.
Email
we
want us
here and
Facebook us.
Absolutely.
Whatever.
And by the way, don't forget, we also, and by the way, thanks, Cassie. And thanks for giving us a shout out because, again, we know that means you're listening.
Yeah.
And
thanks.
So, guys, we know you're listening. We can see, well, we don't know who's listening, but we can see people are listening.
Yeah.
And so, you know what? Again, whether you shoot us an email or mm-hmm. you go to our Facebook, our Instagram, and just say, you know what, yo, ladies, yeah. I'm listening. Or, ladies, you suck ass.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
ladies.
You know what? Right now, I'll take anything.
Or, hey, ladies, whatever you need to say.
I love him.
Let us know that you are listening to us. And I want you to, each and every one of you, to know, thank you for listening
we
to
appreciate
us.
You.
And I want you to be safe this summer.
Yeah.
So hopefully these crime prevention tips helped mm-hmm. when you're going on vacation, either
yeah.
both the before, during, and after, and while you're there. But I cannot wait to talk about my top 25 tips that are very
I can't
detailed.
Wait either.
All right, guys. In the meantime,
have fun. Be safe.
We love y'all. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks again so much for joining us, everyone. Be sure to stay connected with us on social media at both Instagram and Facebook. Our Instagram is
Heroes Zeros Podcast.
And Facebook,
Heroes and Zeros, a true crime podcast. And you can listen to our podcast episodes or support or donate money to us. And you can send us your stories and just a lot more at our website, which is
Heroes and Zeros TrueCrime.com. Again, that's Heroes and Zeros TrueCrime.com. And you can email us also at Heroes to Zeros and More. That's the number 2, Heroes to Zeros and More at gmail.com.
Exactly. And you can also support us at our Patreon site now, which is
Patreon.com/HeroesZeros.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye. Bye.